All right, here's another one. And this one was a different scenario here where I really, very few times when I'm out meeting people or I meet them online, once in a while you have this amazing connection, like a personal connection where you both value transparency, you both value honesty, you can laugh at it. Usually those people are big into comedy, they go to comedy shows, and in a way we think we're like amateur comedians that just bomb all the time, but we have these opinions that are very unpopular or can be very insensitive. And when you are that way and you connect with somebody else that thinks that way, and it's, for me, like what my ex used to say was like, you want a toothless bitch. And that's basically what she was saying. Like, you look, you like a woman that's a little rough, that's a little, like, that is not ladylike. And I'm like, no, I just like honesty. I like transparency. And in my experiences, the toothless bitch is, or the toothless bitch mentality, as she would say, was what resonated with me. Because I just don't, whenever I can see somebody holding back and trying to say the right thing, you sense it. Like, you're just not being unfiltered. But I love it when they're unfiltered. I love it when you just fucking say what you feel. And I'm like, awesome. So when I was having this recent connection with somebody and it was great, it was awesome. And then I started spewing about non-monogamy. And I'm like, you know, my how I believe in that. I'm not saying that I want to have that in my relationship per se. You know, I don't know what, I'm open to anything that is non-conventional, right? Because I know that as time goes, people change, so on and so forth. So when I was saying, you know, that I was definitely cool with the idea of dating polyamorous people. And that came about because she said that many guys that were in polyamorous marriages would reach out to her. I'm like, yeah, I date women that are, I have no problem with it. And she looked at me, man, like the whole shift changed in the mood, because for her, I think it was, here we go. In her past somewhere, some guy was trying to push something like that that she wasn't comfortable with, especially when it comes to the non-vanilla world. And I'm, you know, I always tell people, I'm not going to push my agenda on you. Like, I think what I just convey what I convey, but there's no expectations of you believing what I believe. It's just that you're not going to stop me from believing what I believe. We can have a conversation about it, and I could tell you how I came to this conclusion in my life and how that decision is what I feel works best for me and my mental state. So, and if you're not able to take that in with an open heart and understand it and be logical about it, and you're stuck in your value system and you're very judgmental, because that's what I always see. Whenever you spew something that somebody contradicts with, they judge you immediately. And it's like, okay, like I know, automatically know that you don't have the mental bandwidth and the awareness to understand that people have different walks of life. People have different ways of doing things, different way of thinking, and that doesn't make them less productive. Like the way that you go about living life, God bless you. I'm so happy that it happened for you, but guess what? That's not my path. That's not this person's path, so on and so forth. We would have loved to have it been exactly the way it was for you, but we didn't have that privilege. I'm sorry. I have to apologize. You know what I'm saying? So it's always mind-blowing to me when people get very judgmental about anything that you view that makes you happy. And, you know, I've been with people that, again, if you want to be monogamous and if you want to be conventional and believe in marriage and believe in the notion of being with somebody because it's scientifically proven that you are going to live longer with somebody, I'm all for that. Not because I understand that not everyone is built the same way. So I know that what works for me is not going to work for you. The size of shoe that I wear is not going to fit you, and vice versa. Sometimes it does, but most times it doesn't. So, you know, when you look at life that way, when there's no one size fits all, and you respect people from the ways of life, and people cannot reciprocate that back, it's a very disappointing experience that you always have all the time. Like I said in my prior podcast, I mean, you have people that create these expectations that they don't live up to. And when it comes to you being open about your truth and about what you want to experience, and I get it that many of us have been traumatized, including myself, that from past relationships of not wanting to convey or talk openly. Like, it took me a while to ramp up again on this thing. Like, it took me a while because I was in a relationship where I was being questioned. Everything I was saying was being overanalyzed. And it was like, no, like, I didn't mean it that way. I'm not trying to start nothing here. I'm just saying what was in my fucking head. But for whatever reason, that translated, like, you were looking at things from a different filter, and it always created problems. It always created problems. So now I was like double guessing myself. I was like, damn, can I say this? And who else is going to feel this way? Like, for a second, I fell into that conforming mindset. And I was like, well, this is not me, though. At the end, you go back to what you are. And that's kind of where I'm going with this, is that, you know, I, at the end, when I have thoughts, I have to put them down. I have to write them down, speak them out openly, and have to live to a certain set of standards that it may not be yours, but it's mine. And it makes me sleep good at night knowing this, you know, knowing that I can be good, that I could be solid. Because let's face it, you know, there's people out there in dating that, and even in family and in friendships, like, there's friends and family members that would never continue a connection with me because of the way I communicate and the way I do things, and the fact of how I have a tell it like it is mentality. And conversely, I have no problem receiving your point of view. I don't get defensive about it. I used to when I was younger, but not anymore. I'm like, I get it. It's going to make me feel a certain way, but I don't. What I've learned is that you process the feeling, but you don't react to it. Like, you're like, ooh, that felt, but you don't want to go there, especially if someone is just speaking their truth. And I feel in this realm of people being judgmental and people not being accepting of what it is you feel, or minimizing it and stigmatizing it, it's a very sad thing. Because I'm always going to go back to, is this person a productive person? If I'm in a room full of drinking, you know, smokers, it's like, are all these people? I mean, Obama did smoking. I mean, he was pretty functional. I know some of you guys didn't like him, but I'm like, oh, he's running the fucking country and he fucking smokes. So he just can't, not all bad people, you know, you see what I'm saying? And I guess that's always going to be the frustration and the disappointment, because when you do connect with somebody, when you do have that mutual attraction, when you do have these things that you find very attractive about each other, when you dive into it and you really confess and convey who you are, because again, I want to let you know who I am. I don't want you to sit there and go home and analyze what I said as some double entendre. It's more of saying, hey, this is how I am. Take it or leave it. Like, again, that's why I always go back to it. That's why I love dating married women or women that, you know, in a position where everybody knows, because there's no bullshitting about the expectation. There's no misleading. It's like, hey, this is how it is. I don't care if you call me a whore. I don't call me a weirdo, but this is how I live. This is how I am. I operate better in a space where people tell me like it is, especially if we're going to be accepting of each other. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to go ahead, because I could easily say, yeah, I'm going to be a one man, a one woman man, and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to get in these Halloween, we're going to dress up as Halloween together and have Christmas cards and be all over Facebook bragging about having dinner. Like, yeah, I'll do all of that. Great. I mean, that's what you want. But in reality, deep down inside, I'm not really big on all that shit. So you know, that's where people sacrifice who they are for the sake of pussy. And then they, 6 months later, they get tired of the pussy, they get tired of the acting, and that's when the chaos happens. You know, it always happens. And then sometimes people just say, you know what, everyone's all fucked up, I'll deal with his fucked upness and go from there. I can go about it that way, but I don't want to waste someone's time. Like, I don't want to waste someone's time that's steadfast on getting married. I don't want somebody that's steadfast on having kids. I'm open to having kids, but I'm not obsessed. I'm not steadfast on someone trying to move in and be together. I'm not. So, and there's many women out there that want that. I always joke about this, that, you know, if I can get married in 6 months or less, if I really wanted to, I can get married any moment I'm divorced. Because, like, the women that are wanting to be married and wanting to have a man as security and to be there to help financially, to help with whatever roles they expect a man to have in their relationship, and have that be a commitment and just be off the shelf and not dealing with these other guys, fuck yeah. They'll sign up quickly for that. And plus, they don't bring anything to the table. Like, where they're going to lose any money, if anything, they're going to gain financial status. Yeah, sign me up. What do I have to lose? That's all I want. If you want my pussy, that's what I want. And that's where, like, when I see this world, in the dating world, the way it is, I keep dabbling in it because it's a fascinating study of dating versus, meaning what you hear women want versus how they really are. And that doesn't change whether I'm in this town or the other town, conservative state, a liberal state. People are not truly transparent with who they are and how they want to be in a relationship and what kind of person they're, what issues they're working through. That's the part where I always marvel at. I always marvel at, and not only that, but then people judge. People are judgmental of what you think. You know, I just got on that tangent a few podcasts ago about porn. And I'm like, dude, like, you're not going to make me think because I watch porn, a billion-dollar business that is bigger than the major sport franchises combined, that you're going to make me feel that I'm the only one in the world that thinks this way when it's a big-ass fucking business. You're telling me everybody that's watching porn is a deplorable person? You're telling me that everyone, that most people that do that, they have low vibrations and they're low on life? No. They just like that expression in that format. You know, who would have thought that Twitch, there was a market for people watching others play video games? Who would have thunk that? But there's people out there that say that, you know, video games are depressing. There's nothing good comes from it. Okay. But it's such a big boom in that business with streaming and competitions and all that. So you understand, if you're a person that's judgmental, you got to look in your own closet. You got to look at your shit. And it's not about whether the world knows it or not. It's that you have it. It's there. So when someone else is conveying similar shit that's in your closet to theirs, don't judge them. Don't make them feel less because, yeah, it may be a different shit, but it's a different color. The closet, the shit you have in your closet is just a different color and a different nasty smell than the one I have in my closet. But it's all the fucking same. It's fucking waste. It's fucking bad stuff. That's why, you know, even though we judge, and I always judge on a funny level, but when it comes to how people want to be and how they want to operate in life, man, like, live and let live. This ain't in my body.